The Case of the Amber Rose, Part 32. As hoped, Mrs. Kane adjusted her weight to track his motions. Then a shoe brushed the floor, always to the right. The good doctor, ramrod, military straight, hadn't moved a muscle. Holmes raised his cane, causing Mrs. Brown to change her target. Behind him, he heard no readjustment. In a swift, single move, Holmes dropped, rolled, and smashed the cane to the floor, producing an echoing crack. This noise was followed with a louder crack, and then a final crack. As hoped, Watson realized Holmes had placed himself exactly between the women. Neither woman knew the gun trained on them.